Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
What are you doing?
I'm starting a fight. He's gonna finish it for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. And straight up today, we're talking UFC 167, just 6 days away. GSP, George St. Pierre, defending the World Welterweight Championship against one-punch knockout artist Johnny Hendricks. That'll be the main event. UFC Fight Night last night on Fox Sports. Of course, live from Brazil, Vitor Belfort shined in that. We'll talk about that card. UFC Light Heavyweight Kyle Kingsbury will be here in about 15 minutes. We'll talk about the past, the present, and the future. Of course, UFC approaching their 20th anniversary, 20 years since the days when, you know, it was like a blackball sport. I mean, it was like on Indian reservations and places that didn't have boxing commissions, locales where they used to hold those tough man competitions and things like that. So the UFC really had no base, nothing more than a pay-per-view presence about 20 years ago on television. That was it. I mean, and then, of course, the Zuffas and the Zuffa people, of course, on top of Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta and Dana White and eventually the government of Dubai, all invested in the UFC, bought it from the Brazilian people that owned it, lost $35 million to begin with, and now is worth, get this, I've been told, $1.7 billion to $1.8 billion. Man, not bad, huh? You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and the iHeart Radio Network.
Ski here for Wusu Gear. Regardless whether you're a fighter or someone simply taking a self-defense class, you all need gear, and your absolute best choice for quality and money is Wusu. Example, Wusu's all-leather MMA glove is priced under $60, while two other brands start their only part leather, part whatever, over $60. So the choice is simple. You can either overpay to train with the rest, or go with what I did and pick the best. That's Wusu Gear, the art of performance. WusuGear.com.
Check out You Bet Me, the first mobile social betting exchange that lets you bet on anything from anywhere for the fun of it. And now it's free in the iTunes App Store. With real-time pro sports odds, you can prove to your friends you know who's going to win or who's going to score. You can bet on tonight's game or pick who will win the season. You Bet Me is the easiest way to make a bet and be sure that your friends will know you're the one who got it right. You Bet Me. Download it now at the iTunes App Store.
Waiting for settlement or annuity payments but need cash now? Stop waiting years for your money. Now you have a better choice. We're Novation, and we'll pay a large lump sum of cash in exchange for settlement or annuity payments. You get the upfront cash you need and let Novation do the waiting. Call our toll-free assistance line right now and get our free DVD that explains in easy-to-understand terms how you can turn future settlement or annuity payments into cash. At Novation, we've helped thousands of people improve their lives. How? By listening to each customer with respect and tailoring a cash solution that met their individual needs. Let Novation help you too. Call now and get your free DVD rushed to you today. Our specialists are standing by awaiting your call. Call 800-541-0769. That's 800-541-0769. Again, call 800-541-0769. Simply call Novation toll-free at 800-541-0769 and get your money when you need it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Vitor, the most lethal hands when you speak quickness in UFC history.
The other thing I noticed in the Vanderlei Mike Van Arsdale fight was that Vanderlei Silva seemed to walk through Van Arsdale's punches, like to move forward. I don't know if he wants to do that with Vitor Belfort.
Vitor is wearing shoes, so he will not be able to strike with the feet. Oh, he does with the hands, though. Vitor Belfort is the winner. 44 seconds. The knockout by Vitor Belfort.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Oh, this guy's a knucklehead.
Crockett and Tubbs. Miami Vice. I used to dress like that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts. Last night, from Brazil, Vitor Belfort, the favorite son, of course, a subject of a reality TV show. He's done all kinds of stuff down there. Big Brother, he's got sold all kinds of products. I mean, he puts his name on something and it sells. Well, you know, about 6 or 7 years ago, Dan Henderson, former Strikeforce champion, beat him in the former Pride Fighting Championships, and you MMA freaks know what I'm talking about. Pride used to be the five-round contest they would hold in Japan in a boxing ring, and the first round would be a 10-minute round. So if you got through the 10-minute round, you had to fight four more rounds of 5 minutes. It was hell. I thought it was the most demanding schedule I've ever seen in the world of fighting, let alone MMA, and I thought they were going to stick to that. But, you know, the UFC bought them up, and the UFC went with their five-minute rounds because the 10-minute round is just too brutal. Anyway, on Saturday night, in this battle of testosterone replacement therapy patients, I'm talking about Dan Henderson and Vitor Belfort. Belfort knocked him out in 77 seconds with one kick. I kid you not. That's the third kick this year that Vitor Belfort has won a knockout with. I mean, he knocked out Luke Rockhold. He knocked out Michael Bisping. And now, of course, he knocks out Dan Henderson in 77 seconds. Vitor now, what is he like? He's got to be 30-something years old, 24-10, 13-6 in the UFC. He'll probably get the shot at the winner of the UFC 185-pound title fight. It'll be held December the 28th at UFC 168 when Chris Weidman defends against the ex-kingpin Anderson Silva. Okay, so that's the way it looks right now. And, of course, eventually Anderson Silva is going to fight Roy Jones because he's not going to fight Chris Weidman a third time, and he's not going to fight – I don't think he's going to end up fighting – Vitor Belfort another time. Of course, he beat Vitor a couple of years ago at 185 pounds. But I'm telling you, Silva's just not going to win this rematch December 28th. So just scratch him. He's no longer a part of the card. On the same card, the UFC from UFC Fight Night from Brazil, Brandon Thatch was a winner. Ryan LaFlair was a winner. Jimmy Stevens was a winner. Sam Ciella was a winner. Pretty good card. Pretty good card. We'll talk with Kyle Kingsbury about this and get into detail with him when we bring him on in about 15 minutes. But Rafael Cavalcante was a winner, and Dustin Ortiz was a winner as well. And you got to watch this on Fox Sports 1, the former Speed Channel. I think this is sort of cool now because people are starting to get hip to the channels. It'll take a long time. It's not Spike TV. It's not FX cable. People don't like to change. They've got it locked into the remote controls. They just don't want to do it. But eventually, this will get done. And I think Fox Sports 1 and Fox Sports 2 will take off. Now, here's some news in the world of MMA. BJ Penn, of course, a former lightweight champion, talking about dropping down to 145 pounds, and fighting Frankie Edgar. Of course, Frankie Edgar and Penn had fought a couple of times before. Penn, who turns 35, probably the greatest lightweight in the history of the UFC and the world of MMA, at least in the minds of a lot of people. It was ridiculous for him to be fighting at 170 pounds. He's just too big, and he walks around about 165 pounds. But at the end of the day, it looks like in March of next year, Frankie Edgar, and I take that back, in April, and Frankie Edgar and BJ Penn will hook it up for another time, this time at 145 pounds. And if BJ loses, I think that'll be it. The December 14th main event, of course, that's going to be a smoker on Fox TV from the Sleep Train Pavilion, or the Sleep Train Arena, whatever they want to call it, in Sacramento, California. I call it the Arco Arena, the house that Tony built. Anthony Pettis defending the lightweight title against the formidable Josh Thompson, who was in the studio a couple of weeks ago. Man, I'm telling you, this is going to be one hell of a fight. You get to watch it on Fox TV. I'm going to go there and watch it live, because there's nothing quite like a live fight card in Sacramento, California, be it boxing or be it MMA. The crowd is just so into it and so crazy, especially when you guys got guys on the card like the California Kid, Uriah Faber, Sacramento's very own. Man, Chico State. I mean, the kid's got it going on. A big following. He can fight still. He's articulate. He sells products. Uriah Faber, he'll be selling the majority of the tickets, I believe, on that card. Of course, the main event, Anthony Pettis and Josh Thompson for the World Lightweight Championship. Of course, Pettis taking the lightweight title away from Benson Henderson on a submission just a couple of months ago. So Pettis right back in the ring. Pettis said he's looking good. Pettis feels good. Said the fight wasn't much. Well, the fight didn't last too long with Benson Henderson. It didn't go but a couple of minutes into the first round, so I can understand why the fight wasn't all that much to him. Dana White took a shot at Bellator, and Bellator is doing sort of okay on Friday nights with their cards. They're doing about 670,000 homes. On Wednesday nights, when they were following TNA Wrestling, I think they were doing like 900,000 homes. And then when they were on Thursday nights, following wrestling, they were doing 900,000 homes. And then they went to Wednesday night, they were doing about 800,000 homes. And now on Friday night, they're doing about 600,000 to 700,000 homes. And the bottom line is, all these different nights, you're confusing the masses. Okay? The actual freak, the Bellator freak will know. The MMA freak will know when these shows are on, because you check the websites like Bellator.com and things like that. But the average fan's not going to know. And that's what's getting lost here. And I think the UFC is guilty of this as well when it comes to Fox Sports. Is you've got to educate people on how to get to the channel and when it's going to be on. You just can't put it on your website. Guess what? We're going to be on Friday night on Spike TV. Just don't put it on the website. You've got to announce it. You've got to spend some time. There's no advertising on Spike TV. I don't see any advertising for Bellator in any of the MMA events I watch. None. You see them for the UFC, but you don't see them for Bellator. Why? Are they not spending any money? I mean, they've got Viacom owns like 90, 95% of the company. So there's some money. There's deep pockets there. I mean, what's going on? But Jordan Redmond, he's not having to pay for advertising out of his own pocket or anything like that. He's just a figurehead now, the CEO, per se. Okay, the guy that controls factors. He wasn't too happy with the Michael Chandler-Eddie Alvarez results last week. Of course, Eddie Alvarez regaining the Bellator Lightweight Championship with a split decision win in five rounds over the undefeated Michael Chandler, who had beaten him in a prior match. But, you know, the match sort of saved the card, because the card was not all that entertaining. And if Bellator continues to come up with cards like this, they're going to be out of business. People are not going to take it seriously. You've got to come with a product. You've got to come with a product on a consistent basis, and the product has to be above par. Okay? You can't have, you know, you can't build guys up like King Mo, Muhammad Lawal. You keep building them up, and he gets what? He gets beat again. Okay, Emmanuel Newton beat him again. No big thing there. Knocked him out the first time, beat him the second time. King Mo's not all that good, even if he's got Jeff Mayweather in his corner. Jeff trying to teach him how to box. Key word there is trying. You know, this is a lot of these MMA fighters now, you see him employing more boxing techniques. The aforementioned Chris Weidman knocked out Anderson Silva with boxing 101. Cain Velasquez used boxing 101 when he beat up on Junior Dos Santos the second time and the third time. Boxing 101, I mean, he grounded and pounded him and beat on him on the ground and up against the wall, the cage and things like that. But boxing 101, that's what these MMA fighters are turning to. That's the new leaf they're turning over in MMA. They're learning how to box. They're learning how to plant their feet. And listen, if you've got a 4-ounce glove on and you throw it right, you catch a guy on the chin, guess he's probably going to be wobbled a little bit. If he's wobbled and he gets hurt, Boom, you jump in and you stop the fight. No need for a guy to be laying there dead or unconscious. It's just not necessary, okay? Both in the world of boxing and MMA. And this is what the bloodthirsty fans, oh, I paid my $70, you know, I deserve. You don't deserve to see blood. You don't deserve to see some guy get his brain scrambled, okay? You deserve to be entertained, okay? Not at the expense of some poor fighter who's being put in a fight that he can't win and he's getting drubbed. That's why I've got such a bug with boxing right now. The fact that they let these fights continue, 8-10-round fights. That fight last week with Magomed Abdusalamov, okay? I mean, letting him get beat on for 10 rounds by Mike Perez, that was a sin. And I called out the referee, I called out the officials, I called out the doctor, and I called out his corner. I mean, what was his corner thinking? You can't send the guy out with this. Get this, MMA fans. These boxing people sent a boxer out after the first round with a broken jaw. Eventually, he had a broken jaw, a broken nose, a broken hand. Do I need to go any further? Okay, his nose is bleeding. He's in trouble. He's having a hard time talking in the corner. He can't move his jaw. That's not enough reason to stop a fight. So that's why I'm sort of leaning towards the way they handle these MMA fights. Because I'm watching guys that have been fighting MMA for 10 years now, 10 or 12 years now, and they're not showing the residual effects that a guy that's fought 10 or 12 years as a professional boxer shows. Now, granted, boxing is more about head blows and blows to the body. And a lot of times, MMA fighters spend their time on the ground, grappling, grounding and pounding and things like that. But the bottom line is there's still a lot of punishment involved, especially in their training. The training is just intense. The training for MMA, the training between an MMA fighter and a boxer, it's like night and day. Yeah, they both want to have their cardio up to go the round and to go the rounds, per se, and they go home strong and come back and recover in the one-minute period in between rounds. But, man, I'm telling you, all the different aspects that are brought into MMA training, they sort of dwarf the sport of boxing. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We'll be joined by Kyle Kingsbury, UFC light heavyweight, right after this break on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and the iHeart Radio Network.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298. Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Yeah, I made him just like a tailor makes a suit of clothes.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Can't pass the people, can't pass the hitman.
Couldn't think of a better guy to bring back with the Godfather of Soul since we're bringing in Kyle Kingsbury, Triple K King Kyle Kingsbury of the UFC. What's up, King Kyle?
Oh, not a whole lot. How you doing, Pedro?
Pretty good. I Vitor Belfort, 77 seconds. That's three KO kicks in a row. I thought he was a big hands guy. I thought he was supposed to be known for his hands.
Well, he was, but he broke his hands so many dang times that he had to start changing up his game a bit. And you see it paying off for him now.
Paying off, but, you know, Josh Koscheck was in here a couple of days ago. He was on the Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And we talked about testosterone replacement therapy. Both him and Dan Henderson are on this testosterone replacement therapy, and I'm still against it. And you know, I mean, I saw the UFC publicist cringe when Koscheck said he was against it and thought it was legalized steroids, man. But you can see her sort of melt over there in the chair. But the bottom line is, it is legalized steroids, and of course, Belfort now seemingly reborn. He's long in the tooth, man. This guy's had a lot of fights.
He's aging like fine wine, though. They called it the TRT championship last night, and I laughed about that a little bit. But when you think about it, both of these guys are pretty close to their prime. Obviously, Henderson lost a little bit of a step, but you could make the argument that Vitor is in his prime right now.
Okay. Well, Michael Bisping's upset over the testosterone replacement therapy. He's a close friend of Dana White, so Dana's starting to take a different look at it, maybe a second look at it. What other fights stood out on you on that UFC fight night last night from Brazil? Which one stood out? Which were, like, most significant to you, Kyle?
I'll tell you right now, the whole card was beautiful. I mean, I was blown away. All the finishes, everything looked amazing. But how nasty was that Jeremy Stephens knockout?
Yeah, it
was brutal.
Yeah.
The kick and then the dive bomb punch right afterwards that landed right on the button. Just nasty.
40 seconds of the first round, Ronny Jason got drilled, folks. I mean, just drilled, and no question about that. Guess who's going to turn professional wrestler? This is about to blow your mind, Kyle. Riddick Bowe, the former world heavyweight champion Listen, the guy's 43-1 as a pro. Of course, he lost those two fights to Galata, but the Galata ended up disqualifying himself by hitting him low. I thought that the mob was involved in both those fights. But he tried MMA a few weeks ago and got his butt kicked. Some guy kicked him like 75 times in the leg over two rounds, and then a Muay Thai kickboxing debut. So his career in that is over with. Now he's going to turn pro as a professional wrestler. Man, you know, I've known Riddick Bowe a long, long time, and if ever there was a guy that shows the residual effects of combat sports, it's Riddick Bowe, Kyle.
That's tough. That's tough to hear.
Yeah, I mean, I remember I did a fight with him in Oklahoma. It was Miami, Oklahoma. I forget how they pronounce it back there. But this had to be like 10, 15 years ago, and he had to be close to 300 pounds. So when he got in the ring, he walks over to me as a ring announcer. He goes, "Tell everybody I'm 261. You see me laugh. Yeah, hey, you see me sort of laugh. You know, watching the video this year, you see me chuckle. You know, like, what, are you nuts? You know, so he walks across the ring, and he sees me shaking my head, and like, I'm not going to do it. And then he comes back, he goes, "Well, tell him 273. And I just didn't mention his weight. You know, I went all through with the former heavyweight champion of the world, Riddick Bowe, but I just didn't mention his weight. But the poor guy's got So the residual effects of combat sports, the fact that he went up to 300 pounds so many times, came back down to 240, I think, that and those beatings from Holyfield and the Golota fights finished him. Dave Bautista, are you surprised this movie's doing that well? Have you seen it?
I have not. What's he in?
It's called Riddick, believe it or not, and I'm bringing this on right after the Riddick Bone note, but yeah. Riddick, starring...
Oh, that's the one with Vin Diesel.
Yeah, it's featuring Dave Bautista, number three at the box office with $6.5 million this past week, and it's done $31 million in 2 weeks. Not too bad.
Yeah, you know, I didn't even see him in the trailer. That's why I had no idea what movie he was in.
Well, Bautista, he did a good job as an ex-cop, con type of thing. And a couple of years ago, I saw a movie on DVD. I thought it was great. He's smoking cigarettes the whole time, just acting like a real... He was really authentic. He was an authentic hard guy. I was thoroughly impressed with his acting ability. Other people say to me, what are you, crazy? He wasn't all that good. Okay, back to UFC Fight Night. Now, we've got Vitor Belfort emerging victorious in dramatic fashion. So I guess he's going to be next for the winner of the Chris Weidman-Anderson Silva match in December, huh?
That's right.
Okay, now Silva and Belfort, it went before, and Silva won. And, of course, I don't think Silva's going to win this rematch. What if you were Anderson Silva, how would you approach a fight with Chris Weidman, knowing he knocked you out cold already?
That's tough. That's, you know, like we talked about before, Weidman's strengths are supposed to be his wrestling and his grappling ability. And then to go out there and put hands on the guy and really, you know, you one-punch KO him, it's not like he wore him down with strikes over time and then took him out. So... when you have that kind of one-punch KO power, that commands, that, you know, that demands respect from anybody. And then you add in the fact that his skill set hasn't changed. He's still an incredible grappler, one of the best in the world at that. You know, all that said, I think Anderson has more confidence than any champ. And knowing he's putting everything into this camp and really revitalizing his training and really coming back after this, he wants his bad, and I don't think he's going to step in there with fear.
So did Muhammad Ali when he fought Larry Holmes. Okay, there comes a time in your life where you just can't pull the trigger anymore. You get too old, you get too complacent, you get a little soft, and Father Time steps in. I think Father Time takes over. I think it's a new era. I think it's the Chris Weidman era. We'll see. December 28th, of course, UFC 168 live from Las Vegas, the rematch. Also on the card, another rematch, the rowdy one, Ronda Rousey taking on Misha Tate. Ronda's she's making the circuit, man. As far as big time news outlets are concerned, she's getting a lot of play.
Everyone loves Ronda, and you know what? If the show's making her look a little bit bad and a little bit spicy, that's a good thing. That's just adding another layer to the onion, because obviously she's got the looks, obviously she can fight. So you just add another dimension to her, and she's more polarizing than ever.
Okay, we're talking about. The rowdy one, Ronda Rousey, folks, the unbeaten fighter out of Southern California. Of course, she is the young lady that all but gangster slapped a young man that lost last night on HBO Championship Boxing. I'm talking about Victor Arcinian, the former champion, 112, 115, 118, 122 pounds. He stepped in the dojo with Ronda Rousey a few months ago and said that no woman could ever throw him. So she threw him a half a dozen times without him being able to do anything about it. And then when they got down on the ground, she threw him in an arm bar in like about 15 seconds. Those people were like jumping in the ring, jumping in the dojo and stopping it. But the bottom line is Ronda's a beast, man. She's beating up men in training.
She really does have it. She's got it all. She's got the technique and the strength and the physicality. And she's built really well for her weight class.
Built really well for her weight class and built really well for a female. I mean, no, I'm not going to pull any punches here. She is an astonishingly beautiful girl for a fighter.
She is gorgeous. I'm just saying, you know, people can look good, and there's a difference between looking good and also being an athlete that looks good. And she's definitely an athlete that looks good. I mean, she's stacked. She's got good glutes, good legs, good everything. You know, she's very well put together.
Yeah, and she talks a good game. She fights a good game. In fact, she was in ESPN magazine semi-nude little skin shot a few months back, but the bottom line is if you want to search for pictures of Ronda Rousey, go to google.com, hit Ronda Rousey, search images, and you'll see some fantastic pictures of a young lady that will defend the world 135-pound championship. That'll be on December 28th against Misha Tate. Of course, waiting in the wings is the bad girl of MMA, Chris Cyborg Santos. God knows if she can ever make get down to 135 pounds. Maybe they'll have a catchweight fight at 140. But that seems to be the fight that the UFC and the that seems to be the fight that women want to see, right? The people want to see in the world of female MMA.
That's going to be the biggest fight in the whole history of the sport for women's.
And do you think Cyborg's doing the right thing by fighting on these, like, B-League type of things with Evicta? No knock on Evicta, but, you know, I mean, it's not the big-time UFC stage.
Well, Evicta really is going to have the bigger, the larger amount of girls, the bigger pool to go to in terms of finding competition for her, because they don't have that weight class in the UFC yet for women's fighting. So her going out there and outsourcing, and maybe it's a lesser promotion with less TV time and things like that. But at the same time, she is going to find better competition there, because that's...
Freeze that thought. Kyle, freeze that thought. Running up a heartbreak here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and the iHeartRadio Network. UFC 167 after the break.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Studies show that as many as 90% of Americans are deficient in vitamin D, making it one of the most common health concerns in the world. But all of that is about to change, because now there's Bio-D Supreme, the absorbable vitamin D. This unique vitamin D spray quickly and easily provides the therapeutic level of vitamin D you need every day. Just a few sprays a day delivers 5,000 IU of vitamin D, the same amount recommended by doctors. Traditional vitamin D pills can lose up to 90% of their potency as they pass through our system, but Bio-D Supreme uses amazing new oral spray technology with a fully optimized blend of vitamin D and all the key cofactors, so you get the vitamin D you need absorbed into your bloodstream in just seconds. Stop wasting your money on pills and get the spray. Call now and find out how to get your free 30-day bonus supply of Bio-D Supreme.
Call 1-800-709-7805. That's 800-709-7805. Again, 800-709-7805.
Call now.
How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt completely forgiven, both the principal and interest? American Credit Card Solutions wants to give you free information that shows you how. Thousands of people have used this relief program to have their credit card debt forgiven. Call now for free information and consultation. We'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. Get eye-opening information that could save you thousands of dollars a year or a month, depending on how much you owe. In fact, the more you owe, the more you can save. All you need is $10,000 or more in credit debt, medical bills, or department store debt to qualify. Call for free debt forgiveness information now. 800-287-8013. That's 800-287-8013 to discover the secret to having your credit card debt forgiven. 800-287-8013. 800-287-8013. Don't wait. Call 800-287-8013 now.
Right there, rock him. Sends it go.
Fight.
Domi and Guida.
Shots there by Hayes.
Oh, head kick.
Guida's pace is relentless. 45.
Again, the head kick and the takedown.
Maynard
and Edgar putting on a show.
Outstanding.
Wow.
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all.
And he's got Maynard.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Woo!
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 Ow!
Love that money!
40 and a half minutes past the hour, Frankie Edgar, BJ Penn, 145 pounds. Looks like March of next year. Interesting fight. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of mixed martial arts. We're talking UFC 167, of course, the main event. Johnny Hendricks taking on the immortal GSP. Now, there's been all kinds of flack regarding VADA and WADA, and the Nevada State Athletic Commission says that VADA's taking care of it, and Hendricks is saying that St. Pierre is supposedly paying the bill. Why is St. Pierre all of a sudden getting into this drug testing thing? Because he's been accused for so many years? Is that it or what?
I think so. I think, you know, people look at GSP and they see, you know, just the ripped body, and he definitely looks the part. But, you know, it's interesting to know that he was the guy that wanted to push for the voluntary anti-doping agency's random testing. And it was Hendricks' camp that said no way. And he doesn't look the part, but he's the guy, I mean, when there's smoke, there's fire. And he's the guy who's saying we don't need random testing, and that's a bunch of crap.
Okay. The testing that goes on right now, after UFC events, fighters are tested. Unless fighters have got stipulations in their contracts or the athletic commission, like with the case of Alistair Overeem, has certain stipulations in licensing them, they only get tested after a fight, correct?
That is correct. I think they just changed it with Josh Barnett, who has failed a number of times. I think three times he's failed the test. So I think he's now the first guy that will be randomly tested throughout the year from the Nevada State Athletic Commission.
Hmm. Are you in favor of random testing? I mean, how would you feel if they knocked on your door like at, you know, midnight and pee in this bottle?
It's the only way they can ensure that fighters are clean year-round. It has to be done if they want to make the sport legitimate and clean year-round. It has to be done.
Whoa, that's amazing. Kyle Kingsbury is our guest, folks. Of course, he is a UFC light heavyweight, 205 pounds. What are you weighing these days, 220, 225?
That's right, exactly where I'm in there. You hit the nail on the head, brother.
Well, you know, I figured you're going to cut a little bit. We talked about those same-day weigh-ins and how you weren't in favor of them and you like to gain weight. Other guys are of different opinions. I had a wrestling guy talk to me this week and tell me that he believes that, you know, all these weigh-ins should take place 2 hours before the fight. I say, forget it. Anyway, Chael Sonnen, Rashad Evans, the ex-champion. Rashad Evans doing a thing at 205 pounds with Chael Sonnen. Chael coming off that win over Mauricio Shogun Rua, a bit of an upset. Is there upset number two in mind here or what?
I think so. I think Chael's hungry. He wants to do this. He feels revitalized, and obviously he knows he's not going to, you know, make a run at the title or anything like that, but I think he wants to prove that he can beat a lot of these guys at 205, and I think Rashad's, you know, probably taking it easy to going through him, thinking that he's the better wrestler and he doesn't have much to worry about.
Yeah, Shogun Rua thought that didn't think much of Chael Sonnen either, and he got but submitted in less than one round. Okay, Robbie Lawler and Rory McDonald. Rory McDonald ever going to live up to the potential of being a superstar?
I don't think so. I mean, every time I watch this guy, I see all the hype. I know that he trains at GSP. He's ranked number three in the world. I just don't – I mean, down the road, things could change. And he certainly has the technical aspects of a very good fighter. But I think he's missing something.
Okay. Also on the card is Rory McDonald and Robbie Lawler. Robbie Lawler's going to take on McDonald. How's that going to flip?
Oh, I think he gets – I think, he's going to get – he just doesn't have the technique to keep up with McDonald. So
okay.
McDonald will pick him apart. He'll probably finish him with a submission, maybe round two. But, again, that doesn't put McDonald higher on the totem pole in my book.
You know, I think Josh Koscheck got upset with me when I called him a suicide blonde. Do you know what a suicide blonde is?
No.
That means your hair has been dyed by your own hands. Okay? So that's what I used to call Ray Stevens and Pat Patterson, these old-time wrestlers, bleach blonde wrestlers, suicide blondes, okay? So I called him a suicide blonde. He didn't know how to take that. He was in the studio the other day, and he was talking about testosterone replacement therapy. He wasn't down with that at all. But he says he expects to smoke this guy, Tyrone Woodley. Woodley got a shot here or what?
Woodley definitely has a shot, and I love Koscheck. But, you know, T. Wood is a young man who is a very talented wrestler. He's built like he was carved out of granite, and he's beat some good guys. Obviously, he had a nasty loss there against Nate Marquardt, but he can beat anybody. That's going to be a great fight.
Okay. Koscheck, I used to see him on TMZ. I thought he was a big L.A. player or something like that. Evidently, I saw him like the two times on TMZ, or maybe they repeated the same show twice, but he was coming out of clubs, and there were chicks all around him, all that kind of good stuff. But he tells me he's not a player. He goes, look, I'm from Fresno.
Yeah, Koscheck is from Fresno, but he gets his rounds. You know, he makes his rounds.
Okay, some other fights on the card. Donald Cerrone going to take on Evan Dunham. That's a pretty good one.
That is a good one. I like Cerrone in this fight, though.
Why?
Well, he's just such a technical striker. I think he's got a lot to prove. You know, he's had his ups and downs in his last few fights. I think he's going to come out here. And Dunham's no slouch, but I like Cerrone to win with his striking.
Okay, I was reading this week that Dana White says that Stefan Struve is done, huh? The guy that got knocked out by Mark Hunt earlier this year, a 6'8" fighter, he's done.
Really? He's retiring?
Well, he's got a rip in his heart. You know, he obviously had a broken jaw after the Hunt fight, but they found something in his heart where he's got a tear in his heart or something like that, and they just don't want to risk it. Doesn't look like according to White on CBS Radio this week, he's not going to fight again.
I don't understand where they keep finding these heart issues like they did with Dan Hardy and that whole situation. I've never had my heart tested by any kind of MRI or anything like that. It's just odd to me.
Okay, let's change subject a little bit. Kyle Kingsbury is our guest, folks. In boxing, they employ 10-ounce gloves and 8-ounce gloves, and the residual effects from professional boxing are far greater than they are of professional mixed martial arts. I know because I've been following both sports for a long time, and when I see guys that have been in the MMA world for 10 years, and some guys have taken some pretty decent beatings, and I see guys that have been in the boxing world for 10 years and taken some serious beatings, the guys in the boxing world seem to have been damaged a little bit more. And I attribute this to the fact that they use 10 and 8-ounce gloves, where in the MMA and in the world of the UFC, they use 4-ounce gloves. And I keep bringing up this study, Kyle, from 2001 to 2006, the Nevada State Athletic Commission tested MMA fighters and came up with 2.1% of the fighters involved having concussions and or brain bleeds, and yet 21% of the boxers suffered brain bleeds. Why doesn't boxing get hip to it, man, and make these gloves smaller? Some kid almost got killed last week on TV. He still might die.
You know, I think over time they might bring the glove size down, but there's too many purists in the sport of boxing, as you know. All the old-timers that love boxing the way that it is, they don't want to see change, you know, and it's very hard for them to let go of the past. And obviously, I mean, how many years did they have the 15-round fights? And now they're taking it down to 12, and the standing eight count needs to be done. All these things that lead to guys taking more damage than they need to that's involved in boxing isn't involved in MMA. If the guy gets clipped and he's down and he's kind of out, they usually stop the fight. You know, they don't do that in boxing. They'll let a guy recover. And now he's going to go back in there and take more shots after his brain was just busted up to the point where he got knocked down.
Okay. Well, I said this time and again, Alexis Arguello, the world champion from Nicaragua, Roberto Duran, all these guys told me that the smaller gloves were better, not only because they punch harder, but like you said, a guy gets clipped, and guess what? The referee jumps in and he stops it. Now you see a guy get hit with a 10-ounce glove, he gets hit with a decent shot, and he's able to absorb it, and he ends up taking about 100 more shots over 10 rounds, where if they had like a smaller glove on him, like a 6, it'd have been that one punch and, you know, goodnight, Irene.
Exactly. Just that repeated damage. And the fact that there's only two targets in boxing. You got the body and the head. That's it.
Okay.
Many more targets in MMA keep you from hitting those headshots.
I talked about Mark Hunt. Mark Hunt's going to take on Bigfoot Silva on UFC Fight Night. Of course, that's going to be December 7th, the day that will live in infamy, the day the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor back in 1941. That'll be in Australia, Brisbane, Australia. But the Ultimate Fighter, the finale, looks like Team Rousey and Team Tate, they're going to hook it up November the 30th, 2013. Are they down? Have they announced who the two final people are yet?
No, I don't think so. I think they have the semis coming up, or they're just getting towards it. They're part of the way through the semifinals, I believe.
You know, it's a well-kept secret because nobody is blasting this out over internet blogs and that kind of stuff, because I think Contender TV show, what they did with boxing a few years back, and another rising star, I think Fox did one, or Tomorrow's Champion or something like that. The results leaked out, but the UFC's got this pretty well leaked. Nobody's saying anything.
I remember when I was on the show, they made us sign a deal, and it's different now for sure because it's with Fox instead of Spike TV. But we had to sign about a 40-page contract that stated if we let anything slip or if it gets back and they pin it to us that we were the guy, the mole that was letting information leak, it's $5 million. That's what we got to pay out. So we just pretty much sign, you know, your life away, the fact that you'll be in debt for the rest of your life if you end up singing like a canary and being stupid about it and letting information slip.
You, your kids, your grandkids, $5 million, that's a big debt. Okay, let's go to this UFC fight night in Australia because the UFC is going around the world. Mark Hunt, the Samoan fighter, not always in the best condition, but he can punch, taking on Bigfoot Silva. What's going to give here, Kyle?
I think Mark Hunt annihilates Silva. Silva's got a suspect chin, and Mark Hunt definitely does not have a suspect chin. He's going to walk right through any of Silva's punches, hunting for that big hook, and he's going to put him down.
You know, Samoan fighters, for the most part, I mean, as far as boxing is concerned, is they've always been great guys as far as, like, knocking guys out are concerned in quick fights. Never were much into the world of stamina. And a lot of Samoan athletes, you don't see them too much in professional sports because they peak out at 17 or 18, and then they get fat and lazy. I mean, Junior Seau's probably the standout in the National Football League, and then he ended up committing suicide about a year and a half ago. But the bottom line is Samoan athletes peak out early. Mark Hunt, he isn't really worried about his peak. He just has to make 265, huh?
He's you know, surprisingly in decent shape. He's always in the fight, you know, and it doesn't matter how tired he gets. That knockout power doesn't go away, and he always has a little spark. He's always got a little explosiveness left to finish a fight.
Okay, of course, UFC fight night last night with Vitor Belfort knocking out Dan Henderson in 77 seconds with a perfectly timed kick. That was in Brazil. This next UFC fight night will be from Brisbane, Australia, and, of course, in the co-feature, Mauricio Shogun Rua, the aforementioned Rua, taking on James Tohuna. Rua, can Rua get back in the game here?
I think he can, but they're put up against a really tough guy. I mean, James Tohuna's, he's a bad dude. You know, he's only lost to some of the really top-tier talent in the division. I think he just lost to Glover Teixeira.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a bad dude. He's going to come up, and I think he's going to put it to Shogun.
Okay, here's my favorite guy, one of my favorite guys in the UFC. He doesn't have the greatest record in the world. Pat Barry is going to take on Soa Patel. That guy's a Samoan guy, too, as well as what?
I couldn't tell you. I've never even heard of the guy.
Okay. Good luck, Pat Barry. Pat Barry is such a good one. Brian Bader's on the card. Nick Ring's on the card. Nick Ring, of course, the fighter from Canada. A couple other fighters on the card. Bruno Santos, Alex Caceres. And Andrus Stahl, all part of UFC Fight Night. That's December 7th, a night that will live in infamy, a day that will live in infamy, according to President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, back when the Japanese attacked us in 1941. Kyle, all the best to you. Thanks for your time. I hope your training's going good. I hope your rehab's going good. I hope your girl's solid.
All is well, brother. Thank you very much, Pedro. Take care.
The great Kyle Kingsbury, folks. You can find him at Facebook.com, Kyle Kingsbury. You're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts this hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network.
Are you one of the 37 million Americans with student loan debt? If so, pay attention to this important announcement. Broadsword Student Advantage has free information on how you may be able to reduce your monthly payment, shorten your repayment term, or possibly have your remaining student loan balance completely forgiven. You heard correctly. You could potentially have your federal student loan completely forgiven, but you need to call now for free information to see if you qualify. Broadsword Student Advantage and Affordable Life Plans, a registered investment advisory firm, are working together to help you find a solution for your student loans. In one free call, you can discover how you may be able to cut your student loan payments, shorten your payment term, or have your loan forgiven. There is no cost or obligation for this money-saving information. Call now, 800-211-0448. That's 800-211-0448. Don't miss out. Call now, 800-211-0448. 800-211-0448. Or visit online at getforgiven.org.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending.
but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984, with sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. Get free information of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That baritone sax here is that of the funky doctor himself, Stephen Mackenzie Kupka. Tower of Power. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. I want to remind you of the website, ringtalk.com, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. We've got articles on boxing, articles on MMA. We've got podcasts. We've got today's show. We've got past shows. We've got it all going on. It is your complete look into the world of the inside the world of both boxing and MMA. I mean, we've got both things covered there. I've got some good writers. I do some writing myself. We do a great radio show. We've been here 29 plus years now. In case you didn't know, Ring Talk Live Worldwide airs Saturdays and Sundays right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Saturdays, 11 a.m. Pacific time for an hour in which we combine both boxing and mixed martial arts. And then Sunday, the Sunday show for 2 hours, 11 a.m. Pacific time. The first hour is all about boxing. Second hour is all about mixed martial arts and the world of the UFC. And we are 6 days away from UFC 167. What's going to happen? GSP is probably going to beat Johnny Hendricks. Johnny Hendricks, a good wrestler, good puncher. But GSP seems to still have it. He's got to stay with this guy, a guy that's been unbeaten as long as he's been unbeaten. Okay, you got to stay with that type of fighter until he loses. So I'm going to stick with GSP on this one. But Johnny Hendricks has a hell of a shot. He can wrestle and he can punch. And when you can punch, you know, that sort of, when you punch like he can punch, especially with that right hand, lights out, baby. He's like an Ernie Shavers in the world of MMA. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts and boxing. Next Sunday, we will have the authors of One Punch for the Promised Land, the story of Michael and Leon Spinks in the boxing portion of next Sunday's show. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. I want to thank the great Miss Streisand for her assistance day in and day out. And, of course, my great producer, Scott Cuddy. Without him, there would be no show. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep that butt of yours off the canvas of life.